The following episode may contain discussions on events that have now already occurred. However, we feel that the content is still relevant and useful to your life. Please enjoy.
Bot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
You have cancer or know someone who does? Today we're going to talk about a group that might be just for you or just for your loved one. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. I have the executive director and founder of Cancer Companions with me on Encounter. Stay tuned, won't you? Karen, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you. So happy to be here with you, Judy.
Cancer Companions is an interesting title. How did you get that title and how did Cancer Companions start?
Well, the title, I will tell you, I honestly believe it's God-given, because if you've ever tried to be able to come up with a title for a nonprofit, you know it's not easy. You can't take one that's already taken. And there's lots and lots of cancer nonprofits out there. And so just going through and finding that Cancer Companions was saved just for us. That's the way I think about it.
It's a great title.
It is.
So what do you do?
We are a Christian ministry where we go into churches and we help volunteer teams to be able to get started reaching out to folks with cancer, both within their church and beyond those four walls, too.
That's so important to have that extra special reach out hand when someone has cancer, isn't it?
It really, really is.
So how did you get the vision for Cancer Companions?
Well, I can tell you exactly. It was a Thursday morning. I was lying on my couch reading a book that was talking about having an epic life. That if you're going to have an epic life, you like
what
that?
Is that?
An epic life, so this author said, was to be able to not just go out and pour yourself into people for Christ, but to be able to teach people how to pour it into other people, to make it a big kind of life in that way. And when I read that, I felt like God spoke directly to me and said, Karen, I want you to start a ministry. And I jumped off the couch and I was like, oh my goodness, because I had been thinking for months and months and months, somebody needs to start this cancer ministry thing I thought of. But of course, I didn't think it was me. I didn't think I was supposed to do it.
We never think it's us.
No.
Do we?
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody should do that. So God got sick of waiting for me, I guess, and he thumped me on the head. And I knew that what he wanted me to do was to teach other people how to do what I was doing. And I was leading a Christian cancer support group at the time. And I had started writing materials that I used every week in this group, different Bible studies and devotionals. And I knew that he wanted me to teach other people how to do it. And that's what Cancer Companions is. So it's teams of volunteers in churches that end up running Christian cancer Bible studies. And then we also have other volunteers that are cancer prayer partners, and they call once a week and they touch base and they see how folks are doing. And of course, they share the devotionals with those folks too.
Karen, why do you say that it's the Cancer Companions is the Christian cancer voice?
Ah, well, because honestly, their cancer community really needs a strong Christian cancer voice. And my board of directors has stepped up and said, we're going to do that. The faith is just not something in the cancer community that is really readily accepted as being part of holistic cancer treatment. And yet, holistic cancer treatment is supposed to be determined by everyone as the absolute best type of treatment to have. But can you treat a whole person without treating their faith and their spirit?
Absolutely. Now, as you look at people who have cancer, it seems like there's more and more people these days that have cancer than even 5 years ago and 10 years ago. Almost every other person you talk to has had a round of cancer.
Yes. Well, statistically, we're at 18 million people right now in the United States that have cancer.
That's a lot.
And when you think of the who is going to have cancer, they say one in two men and one in three women will have cancer sometime in their life.
When you hear about someone who has cancer, how does Cancer Companions reach out
Well, this has been something, honestly, that we have been trying to get better and better at for the whole 13 years we've been around. And we designed cancer prayer cards as being a place to start because we find out that people that are diagnosed with cancer, regardless of their faith or whether they've even thinking about faith, they like that idea of somebody praying for them while they are in cancer treatment. And so we have cancer prayer cards where we just say, this is what I'm going to be praying for you every day. And it just becomes that simple touch of being able to start that process.
And how do you keep in touch with those people?
Well, that turns us into, I'd like to pray for you every week. You know, I'm going to pray for you every day. So how about if I touch base with you once a week just to see if there's anything new I can pray for you? And that's how the relationship begins. It just becomes one of, I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to call you up or text you or just touch base to be able to see if there's something specific going on in your cancer I can pray for.
And you have the Cancer Companion Bible Studies as well.
Yes. And that's kind of where we like to guide people to. If we could have the programs are designed to be able to have prayer and connection, but also scripture. And so the Bible studies become that way of really filling the hope of Christ into somebody as they're going through their cancer journey. And that's an extraordinary thing to see scripture do.
How many Cancer Companion Bible studies are there in the nation?
Right now, we have over 300 volunteers on 52 teams that are in 24 different states.
Wow, that have Cancer Companion Bible studies.
Yep.
So how can people learn more about what's in their community that they can be a part of?
Well, our website is cancercompanions.org, and you can go on there, and there's an about page that'll tell you about us, but there's also a place that says find a Bible study, and you can see what's there. You'll be thrilled to find out that one of the positive things that happened with COVID is that we have a lot of our teams now that are doing online Bible studies that have people from literally everywhere that are coming and joining the studies.
As you think about people that are out there suffering, how do you reach out to those people that may not be Christians who you really want to share the gospel with?
Well, part of it is really stepping into the place of their need and where they are at and finding out what their struggle is. So rather than approaching them as I have the solution to whatever struggle you have, which of course is exactly what Jesus Christ is, it's better to be able to approach a person in a struggle to find out what's their struggle right now. It could be something like I'm sick of my insurance company and I can't figure out what my bill is going to be. It could just be something like that. Or it could be something deeper that's like, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to be in pain. I'm worried that my caregiver is going to get sick and no one will take care of me. I'm worried about the next scan or the next treatment, or is my doctor telling me the truth? There's lots of pieces of the program that come with cancer that we can end up addressing.
You mentioned earlier in the interview about churches being trained to have teams of those who are the Christian cancer voice in their church. Tell us more about that.
These teams are incredible people. These are volunteers from churches. Some of them are cancer survivors and caregivers. Some of them have lost loved ones to cancer. But there's also those incredible people that I think every church has that they just have a heart for pastoral care ministry. They visit people in hospitals or they write the notes. They pray for people that they see on the prayer list. Those folks are wonderful volunteers too. They go through a real simple online training together as a team. And then we have a mentor on staff that helps them step by step going through the training and the process and everything.
Karen Tripp is my guest, and she is the executive director and founder of Cancer Companions. Karen, how can they find out more information about this training?
Well, you can certainly give us a call, 314-814-0044. And of course, our website, www.cancercompanions.org.
And that's 314-814-0044 to learn more. Karen, I've been wondering this all throughout this interview. Why do you have such a burden for people with cancer? What experience caused that?
My father was a 23-year colon cancer survivor. And my stepmom died of breast cancer back when I was in my 20s. And so that kind of personal experience is definitely a piece that plays strongly in it. But it's also because I'm a marriage and family therapist. And as I used to do practice, there would just be people that would be seeing me because of a truant child or difficulties with their marriage. And then all of a sudden somebody's diagnosed with cancer. And so I became a cancer counselor just because of that.
Cancer Companions, we're talking about it right here on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Karen, we just have a little bit of time left. In summary, what would you say to our listeners?
Well, I want you to know that this need to be able to have scripture and prayer and connection as you're going through cancer treatment is not something only for the seekers. It's definitely for people that have been Christians for all their lives, because cancer just has this way of getting that junk, that stress, that what's going to happen with my scan, what's going to happen with my love line, right in your face so you can't see Christ. And so Cancer Companions is really a program to help you to be able to stay on track of filling yourself each and every day so that you're seeing Christ on good cancer days and on the bad ones.
So important. And faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And God can help your faith grow as you look to Him in the challenges you face with cancer. Cancercompanions.org is the website. Karen Tripp has been my guest, the executive director and founder of this ministry, 314-814-0044. Do you have a short story you could share of someone who has or had cancer that you will really be able to help?
Wow, so many to be able to touch base with. But I guess perhaps the best is the very first woman who was our Cancer Companion volunteer. I was leading a group for a cancer agency, and she stepped up to me at the end of this and said, I want to do this at my church, just like that. And I was like, and I had just been writing the programs, and I just had God thump me on the head and say, Karen, you need to go do this. And I said, let's talk. And we went out to lunch, and she was brave enough, even though she had just gone through a horrible cancer experience herself, she was brave enough to step into her church and be the very first team. And it was right here in St. Louis.
Awesome. Karen, thanks again for being my guest. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Maybe God is speaking to you to start such a group in your church or in your community. That's 314-814-0044. Or go to cancercompanions.org. I'm Judy Redlich. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com with a suggested topic for Encounter, or if you like the show.
This is Dr. T.D. Stubblefield with today's Meaningful Moment. Hanging on the wall was a stunning picture of the ocean, displaying its turbulence and its tranquility. Below it was these words, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." This profound statement encourages us to release the past, the pain, and the problem to embrace the possibilities ahead. The Apostle Paul echoes this truth in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Let this be our resolve, to press forward with faith, hope, and love. I pray that God grants you the strength to leave the shore and experience the wisdom and grace to navigate the oceans ahead.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.